verse we're going to focus on this morning is verse 8, but scripture reading will be the first 8 verses of this chapter. Hebrews 13, 1 through 8. And after the reading of scripture, we'll sing together the Gloria Patri. Please stand together for the reading of God's holy word. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are ill-treated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to direct your attention to verse 8, skipping verse 7. We'll come back to that next week. But you and I deal with a lot of change and in some ways instability and uncertainty in our lives. Many things transpire in the course of our lifetimes. There's one person who observed over the 20th century that in our lifetime we've seen more changes probably than any other generation in the history of man. Certainly up to that point that was probably true. The 20th century began with horses and buggies and ended with cars and rockets and space travel. Many of you didn't have the opportunity to meet Molly Robinson's dad, Leonard Scott. He was Everybody has those interesting people in their life. He was a very interesting person. And I don't remember the community he grew up in East Texas, but I remember him telling me that their home was like the first in their neighborhood to have a phone. And their home was definitely the first to have an automobile. And probably a scandal as well, but the first to have it. A few of you remember when there wasn't any, were not televisions. I'm dating myself. I happen to remember when the color television came out. I was 6 months old or something. The first one that came into our whole area, they happened to be friends of my dad, and so we would go there on Sunday evenings and watch Disney's Wide World of Color, and it was quite amazing. Many changes. Most of you have a smartphone of some variety in your pocket. You have more computing power in your phone than was in all the computers NASA had to land a man on the moon, which is astounding to think about that. A lot of changes can be at least interesting, maybe exciting, maybe enjoyable. But then there are a lot of changes that aren't so enjoyable. A lot of traumatic changes that come into your life. Maybe a health thing, an issue, maybe something that went wrong, maybe a loss of a job, maybe some other difficulty that comes into your life and you're experiencing change, but it's not a good change. It's a bad change. And your life becomes fraught with instability and uncertainty and fear that overwhelms you in your life. And the scriptures here are giving us something that to be for us to be an encouragement. And it comes in the context of the apostles, ministers, elders that were in these people's lives that apparently now are gone. Because the verse before the one we're looking at today is, remember those who delivered the word of God to you. These people that had given them some spiritual stability in their life were now gone. Maybe a parent in their life. Maybe someone who taught them, maybe the person who taught the word of God to them and led them to the Lord, they're gone. And their life is kind of shaken. And there's an instability. What are they going to do now? What are they going to rest on now? Is there any certainty? Is there any stability that they can build on to be the foundation of their life? And that's where he brings up that point in verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is a stability. There is a bedrock. There is a foundation on which you can build your life that will never change. It didn't change in the past. It isn't changing now. It won't change in the future. And your life can have a stability even when changes threaten to shake you up. Even good changes can shake you up, but even bad changes definitely can threaten us. Now, there are some who are a little critical of looking at this primarily as in relation to Jesus Christ and his immutability, because they say the God-man Jesus did indeed go through some changes. He was born. He lived this life. He died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again and now bodily sits at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. And then all of that is very true regarding the Messiah, the God-man. But as we look at this, as Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, we realize he's unchanging. He's immutable. And that is to be for us a great comfort. When our world is in an uproar and we don't know where it's heading, what can we depend on? Well, we can depend upon our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me take you to just a couple other passages, and I'll refer to some, but I'd like you to turn to Psalm 102 for a moment. These are some parallel passages, and we'll reflect on the meaning of them in a minute. Psalm 102, and just a portion of it, verses 25 to 27. It says, "In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end." Speaking about the unchanging character of our God, and in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, it uses that same verse and applies it to Jesus Christ. Saying of him, you remain the same and your years will never end. And Jesus Christ, as the second person of the Trinity, is unchanging. And we can depend on that. Turn to the New Testament. We're working our way back to Hebrews, but turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 17, James 1:17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows, or the older version, where there is no variableness or shadow of turning. And then, since you're not too far away from it, turn to Revelation chapter 1. In Revelation chapter 1, we have several reminders here that relate to our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 4, John to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. And that's repeated there in verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Lord Almighty. And Jesus' statement there in verse 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and of hell. Jesus Christ is the same. And I want us to reflect on how is it that he's the same, and thinking that through, how does that help us? What is the benefit of that? What are some of the ways that our Savior is always the same? Well, one of the ways is he's always the same in his person. Even as we reflect on these scriptures, you are the same and your years will never end. Jesus Christ is always the same in his person. We're going to talk about his work in a minute. The character and person of Jesus Christ never changes. Who he was to our fathers and mothers in the past, he is to you and me today, and he will be for our children and our grandchildren tomorrow. We leave them in good hands. Remember when God revealed himself to Moses? Moses was being sent back to the people of Egypt saying, you're going to go deliver my people. And he says, well, who should I say sent me? What's your name? Who's sending me back? And he says, and remember, God gave him the name, tell them that I am has sent you to them. And he says his name was I am that I am. I mean, he always exists. His eternity. There never was a time that God didn't exist. Now, can we say that of Jesus Christ? Well, we can. Jesus, in one of his discussions with the Pharisees, and he had many, and they were claiming to be Abraham's descendants, and he said, well, if you were Abraham's descendants, you would love me. Because Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in it. And they said, well, you're not even 30 years old. How could it be that Abraham saw your day? And Jesus made that momentous statement. Before Abraham was, I am. He has said he is the great I am. Clear statement of his deity. Clear statement of his immutability. And did the Pharisees understand what he was saying? Exactly, because they wanted to kill him right then. They wanted to pick up stones and stone him right then because in their minds he blasphemed. He didn't blaspheme. He owned up who he is. Going to say who he was. It was who he was, and it's who he is, and it's who he will be forever. This is not a matter of small importance for you and for me. Because our circumstances are going to change. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month, they're going to change. Where does our stability come from? It's in our Savior, who is always the same. And the one I trusted in yesterday, I can trust in today, and I can trust in him tomorrow. He is always the same in his person. He's always the same in his work. Yes, we can subdivide what he did in his death and burial and resurrection, but in the Old Testament we're told, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. He says to Jeremiah, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Jesus says of us as his sheep, that he lays down his life for his sheep. He loves us with an everlasting love. Will that love of Jesus ever be taken from us? The answer is no. Can we depend on that? Absolutely. He's the same in his redemptive work and his purpose to save his people. Jesus said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose none of those that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. God's, Jesus' saving purpose will be the same forever. Can you depend on Jesus for his salvation today? Yes. Can you depend on his salvation tomorrow? Yes. He carries out his offices. He's still the prophet. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. He is still your prophet. He will always be your prophet. He is your priest. Even in this book of, in the book of Hebrews, he talked about how there were many priests, human priests that came and went because they were human. They died. But this priest, Jesus Christ, is an unending priesthood. A priest according to the order of Melchizedek. We always have confidence that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Does Jesus forgive you today through repentance? Absolutely. Will he forgive you tomorrow? Yes. His forgiving grace is always there. Will never change. He's forever going to be your sovereign king. He's forever your prophet and your priest and your king. His truth is your truth forever. Those in Sunday school have heard me kind of get incensed at times. There are churches that say we want to be relevant. You don't have to make the gospel relevant. The gospel is relevant. We don't need to name our church the Relevant Presbyterian Church. Beloved, we are the Relevant Presbyterian Church because the truth of God is preached and proclaimed. Yesterday and today and Lord willing forever. You don't need to make the gospel relevant. You just need to hear it. It is relevant. Yes, we may talk about iPhones today and 20 years ago, we didn't have that to talk about, but it's still the gospel's the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the same in his faithfulness to his promises. Joshua, as he's leading the people into the land of Canaan, after the initial battles, and he's about to die, and he says, I'm going the way of all the earth. And he makes the comment to them, you know, with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises of the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Jesus Christ holds fast the same faithfulness to you and to me. As he said to his disciples as he was leaving them, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Was Jesus Christ present with the disciples? He was. Is he present with us? He is. Will he be present with us tomorrow? Yes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will your circumstances be the same tomorrow as they are today? Not very likely. Will they be better? In some cases, maybe. Will they be worse? In some cases, maybe. How do you handle all that instability? But you handle it by holding fast to your Savior, Jesus Christ, who he is the same yesterday and today and forever. And you can count on him yesterday and you can count on him today, and I guarantee you can count on him tomorrow. No matter what happens, And you and I are encouraged by this truth to find in Him that stability that our life in this world won't always have. God may have us in His good purposes go through dark providences. But we never go through those dark providences without knowing at the very same time that the Lord is walking through them with us. This is your encouragement. This is your hope. And my encouragement to you is to rest in Him. To throw yourself on His mercy and His grace. And to keep Him fully in your minds. And I close with Paul's comments in Colossians 3. Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Your inheritance is kept for you, and you are kept for that inheritance. May your hope rest in Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.